going to do what's called the balloon exercise. And what I want you to do is to take your list, whether you created it your own or whether we or you got it from Lois, of these blockages. You'll probably put them in order of importance that you would see as the most dominant in your lives. There's, let's say, 6 or 8 of them. You probably could pick out and put a little, maybe number one on the next to that first emotion, and then number two on the next most important, and kind of prioritize them if you choose, or make a new list with them in the order that you find is the most dominant on the top of the list, and then the next and the next. However you want to do that is fine, because usually the top two or three are probably 80% of the whole event, is often the case. So we want to be sure to put the emphasis on those, make sure we get those out of the way. So I'm giving you a few minutes here to kind of arrange your list so you can prioritize it as you so feel is right for you. A lot of these will have come into your life many, many times, maybe very recently, but they all started, as you noticed, I think the oldest was 3 years old. We had a one, a two, lots of twos, and a three. Isn't that amazing how our whole lives have been shaped by those first 2 to 3 years of life? And as we have delved, Lois and I delve a little deeper and get further into the psyche of humanity and being gifted by Creator with more abilities, we felt tonight was the night we would share with you that these blockages, in fact, everybody had a blockage. I'm stunned. Were you surprised, Lois, that everyone on the call who raised their hand had a blockage?
No, actually, some of them have more than one.
Okay.
But this is the blockage that is ready.
Well, I was surprised. We do run into them from time to time, but we had no idea that it was this prevalent. And so we're digging in another level deeper on helping our members and non-members, whoever is here tonight. So we're pleased. And by now, hopefully you have your list in order that you would see as the most significant on the top. And what we're going to do is close your eyes you can peek at your list here, I guess, from time to time with your eyes open, obviously, but you want to get into your grounding space again, just as Lois put you in earlier, into your feet in the sand kind of moment. Move yourself into your heart space and just be centered. And then for your own selves, call on Prime Creator of Light. I'll do it with you so we can do it together, so you have that strong connection with Prime Creator. And I like to put my hand on my heart when I do it. It's up to you how you prefer. And they say, I now call upon Prime Creator of Light. And if you're like me, I get a body shake. If somebody was watching me, they would think I was having a spasm. But that's how strong my connection has become with Creator. Everyone's going to respond differently. Some of you will be very modest or a tingle, or maybe it won't be physical. It'll just be an emotional sense. But when you do from your heart call on Prime Creator of Light, as you've done, Creator answers. He's there. Now, he's always there, but he's paying attention particularly to you. That's where all healing comes from. Now, you all have your list of emotions, and they'll be different for each, so we can't name them, but what I want you to do is take that first emotion on your list, the most pressing one, and I want you to say it. Say it out loud. You're muted, so you can speak it out loud wherever you are. And then I want you to feel it in your body. Just feel it. Just say it and feel it. Where is that in your body? Always staying in your heart. And you might notice it in your belly. You might notice it in your heart or in your joints or in your back, or your neck. Maybe one of your organs or glands. Maybe in your knees. Okay, wherever wherever you feel it, and it might be in multiple places. So just acknowledge it. It probably will be somewhere where you have an ailment of some sort. Very common. So let's make a balloon. Just kind of envision a balloon sitting up high, and I like it to go slightly to the right. And we expand the balloon. Just, you know, blow it up so it's nice and big. And we're going to hold it, put a pincher at the top so it stays nice and full. And what I want you to do now is that feeling, that word, let's say it was anger or bitterness or shame or blame or fear, whatever it is, that actual word and feeling, I want you to literally take from your body, just imagine it as best you can, visualize it leaving your body and floating up and into that balloon and see the word. Bitterness, fear, anger, sorrow, whatever it is. Just see that word literally in the balloon. And just see it leaving your body, gently floating up, and now it's contained in the balloon. Very simple. Now let's take the next feeling on your list, whatever that is. Say it. And just feel it. Feel where it is. Where are you holding it in your body? Where are you tightening up? Feel some tension, some pain, or some vibration, maybe. Some, all kinds of different ways we can know. But we can pick out where it is. And maybe it's anxiety, for example. So you would let it float out of your body, just gently. And you see the word anxiety, all spelled out. And just move it, float it up into the balloon, and there's plenty of room in there. If you need to, make your balloon bigger as we add more things. So you'll see that particular emotion, fear, anger, sorrow, anxiety, whatever it is, leaving your body, just floating away and into the balloon. And as each one of these leaves, by the way, fill that space with Creator's love, peace, and joy. That empty space that left behind. As each word is left, each feeling is left, fill it with love, peace, and joy. Now let's go to our third word, our third feeling. What is that one? Just say it out loud. Feel it. Just acknowledge it. Find out where it is. Just be with it. Accept it. And notice where it is in your body. Maybe it's a couple of different places. Wherever it is, let those words, those feelings that follow, as part of it, just gently leave your body floating up and up to the right into the balloon. Lots of room in there. And just see the actual word and the feeling now in the balloon and filling those empty voids with love, peace, and joy. And go to your next word and do the same. Say it, feel it, be with it, allow it to be. Notice where it is. Where is it? How big is it? How intense is it? And then there's that word. Take that word, literally, extract it from your body, gently. There may be several parts that will flow right behind it. And ease them up into the right, into the balloon, and just leave them in the balloon and let all the residual follow. There it is, nice and neat. And then replace those voids that have precipitated with love, peace, and joy. Find the next word on your list, the next feeling. Say it and feel it. Be with it. Allow it to be. Or is it manifesting in your essence? In your neck, in your back, in your chest, in your belly? Your hips, your knees, your legs, your thighs, your toes, wherever it is, any and all places. Again, see those feelings concentrating in those areas, and then see the word literally leaving your body in all the places where it was, floating up into the balloon. All the residual following gently and peacefully. And fill in those blanks where it was with love, peace, and joy. And your feelings are very happy in that balloon, by the way. There's an attraction for them to be there. They like that surrounding they're in. They're just feelings. Okay, we're just giving them a new home and replacing them with love, peace, and joy. So find your next feeling on your list. And you may remember when it happened, or maybe not. If you do, that's fine. You might recall the incident where these feelings were induced, or one of them, that's fine. Okay, but just find where they are. Where did you stuff them in your body? So say the word, feel it, be with it, and let your body tell you where it is. And just find it, and take that word, and the feeling that associated with it, and give it, point it in a new direction here. A better home, a better environment for it, because it likes to be happy in its new home, so give it a happy place to go to. Okay, and as it's leaving, finding its way into the balloon, replace all of that with love, peace, and joy. So it's a win-win. Your feelings are happier where they are now, and in the balloon, that is, and you are happier with filling those spaces with love, peace, joy, and prosperity. Any other feelings that are on your list? Pick one. What's the next one? Say it. Feel it. Be with it. Just allow it to manifest and see where is it. It doesn't feel really happy there, does it? Be much happier in that balloon among its friends. Okay? So let's find a new home for it. Just feel it easing out gently by its own volition, floating out of your body, that very word, and those feelings, into the balloon, where it's accompanied by all its friends. Okay? Just let it float, all of it, and all the trailing entities and energies that come with it. Just take them along and into the balloon and replace all of that with love, peace, joy, and healing. And if there's any others on your list, do the same. Just go through the process. Encourage them. Here's a brand new home. Say it, be with it, feel it, and allow it to leave on its own. Just very gently, floating into the balloon, finding a happy environment where it finds its friends in the balloon, replacing that with love, peace, joy, and healing, wherever they existed in your body. And do that for every last item on your list. All right. Well, now you're in a good place, and your feelings are in a good place for them. What we'd like to do now is to go to the balloon for a moment here. We're going to open the top. They'll still be there. They're not going to go anywhere. But we're going to take a picture of Saint Germain's violet light, liquid light. We're going to pour it, just that picture, like into a balloon. It's rolling down the side, slowly getting down to the bottom, and it's working its way up. Now, what the violet flame does is it transmutes anything it touches into light and love. As it's working up from the bottom, all those emotions, as it moves up, you can see the letters just dissolving into the fluid and turning back to light and love. And moving up higher in the next emotion are literally dissolving into light and love by the beautiful violet flame liquid. Moving up halfway full now and continuing, every last one of those very peacefully are transmuting into this beautiful light and love of the flame of Saint Germain. We've reached the top now. Okay, we can close the top. And now we have everything transmuted into light and love. Well, let's add some beautiful positive energies in there as well into the balloon. Why don't we add love and peace and joy and harmony prosperity, ingenuity, anything you'd like, any beautiful, positive feeling, just add it into the balloon right now. Anything that you feel will be important for you, put it in. Acceptance. Anything at all. And then when you're done, we're going to use a quantum breath, a beautiful breath of quantum light and love. We're going to draw it in, Creator's light and love, draw it into our heart space. On an in-breath, hold it, and then a huge out-breath, we're going to blast it into the balloon and explode it. It will explode it into a billion parts. Okay? So let's do that now. With an in-breath, take an in-breath now with unconditional love, hold it with deep compassion, with total forgiveness. Send it now, a huge blast, and burst the balloon. Do it now. It has bursted into billions and trillions of sparkles of light and love. And they're showering you. This one layer after layer showering you in your whole essence, inside, on, and around your body, with these beautiful sparkles of light and love. Enhancing your body, cleansing, purifying, and resolving all that needs to be resolved. I'm going to take a nice in-breath, cleansing breath. Hold it, let it out slowly through tight lips. Just drawing in that beautiful light and healing and letting it out through your tight lips very slowly. And let's do another one. In-breath. Hold and let it out slowly through tight lips. Once again. In-breath. Hold and out through tight lips. You are now one with all that is, unified with Creator's light and love within your heart, within the heart of Creator, and unifying with Creator at an ever higher level with every breath you take, coming closer and closer to being one with Creator in the light, the purest light there is.